It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Dylan Bell, Mike. We've been talking a lot about this wide receiver room, trying to be the weapon UGA needs him to be after really a disappointing 2024 season. I mean, we talked a lot about Dylan Bell, and then we talked a lot about Dylan Bell and where he wasn't that good.
Right.
And Dylan Bell is trying to do some things in the spring, Mike, to elevate his position and certainly elevate himself. He said everybody's got to adapt after losing to Notre Dame. You know, they were asking him about the spring, and he said a lot of people are picking up new roles, and we just got to adapt and live up to the standard that the guys in the past have had to set. He had balls, we know this, that hit him in the hands, hit him in the chest, and we were all screaming like, come on, Dylan, you got to catch that. Those are the balls that you expect him to come down with. And I'm sure, listen, Mike, he may have been pressing, but I expect him to have a much better year this year.
I mean, I'll just for the sake of not an argument, but I don't think he's the guy.
Neither do I.
I don't think you do those things and all of a sudden the switch goes on. I don't think you're clutch. And prove me wrong, right? I think a lot of Dog Nation feels the same way. They got two big transfers coming in the portal who can catch the football. So we'll see. But, I mean, yeah, that's just – it's like Frazier with the fumbles. Hold on to the rock, man. But obviously higher expectations for Frazier than Dylan Bell. You see the article today in Dog Nation? They were talking about leadership. One of the things you and I were talking about, the offensive line. And it's a pretty cool article about Micah Morris. He's going to be a senior guard. Talking about Jamari Salyer, the impact he had on dudes that have now moved on to become the next starter. And we talked about the continuity. It's part of, you know, having a team that's got their ish together. So we're going to need that offensive line to be good. We need them to be better than they were last year.
This is something Dylan Bell said, ironically. He recognizes it's a younger team. Kirby's been talking about this all spring and how he's been talking about the team and dealing with the team. He's not making excuses. He's simply telling Georgia fans, this is a younger team than what we've had here in the past few years. And even though we've been really good, there's a learning curve that's going on right now. And so, you know, when you've got a few seniors, and Bell is one of them, as we talked about him at wide receiver, one of the few seniors, Mike, this is something that I think, you know, when we start the season, I think you're going to hear Kirby talk about the growth of this team. And if they grow like they're supposed to, by the time you get to the end of the season, you'll be where you need to be.
Yeah, man, we told you yesterday, we played the soundbite of Jim Nantz on Dan Patrick's show, basically kind of bemoaning where college basketball, who he obviously loves very much, all those March Madness that he called those Final Fours. But Silas Demery, we mentioned yesterday, goes to UConn. Apparently there was a bit of a bidding war between St. John's and UConn, and now we're waiting to find out just if he can add a few more guys to the pot, because they're bringing better athletes, and you're going to have to if you're Mike White, if you want to get back to at least the tournament and hopefully build on what you did last season.
Yeah, look.
But with some new faces.
I just don't think the SEC – is going to get any easier. As a matter of fact, I think it's going to get more difficult with the success of these programs, and everybody's building on it. Now, look, Texas A&M lost their coach, and, you know, they were one of these tournament teams. But, Mike, as far as Mike White is concerned, this is an offseason where I think he has to show us he can retool in an era where you're not just losing one and done. You're losing right. multiple players to the portal. How do you retool and build a team?
Jeremiah Wilkinson coming from Cal. That's a big steal for them. And, again, that's just kind of – this is the way it's going to be. It's going to be just like college football. Maybe
that's
even
right.
because, you know, there's more basketball teams, maybe even more widespread. And then, of course, you know, you got to get – man, if I'm Asa Newell – Asa, if you're listening in Athens
– Stay,
Asa. Stay in school, kid. You're not ready for the NBA. You're not that good. You need another year of seasoning. You know, I mean, you stay another year, you could be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that. You're not going to be a top 15 pick.
Yeah, look, and you know, I don't know if the NBA will ever change the rules back to what it was. You know, you have to be 1 year removed from high school, which is why a lot of guys go G League. They go overseas or whatever.
Right.
And this is why guys like Cooper Flagg is at Duke. Cooper Flagg could be in the NBA right now. But if they ever change that rule back, Mike, he probably would have been a guy that would have thrown his name in there and then went in the league and then realized, Mike, he wasn't ready. And then what happens is you're sitting 2, 3, 4 years and you realize he could have been getting the work in. So I'm with you. I think that's of the utmost importance for him to continue his development. But I don't know who's in his ear to convince him that. Is it Mike White or is it somebody else?
Right on. And we said this earlier. What did you say, 2.5-point favorite?
Yes,
sir. Is Duke over Houston?
Five.
It's Auburn is a five. It's Florida is a 2.5-point favorite over Auburn.
Yes.
It's five for Duke over Houston. Johnny Broome looks like he's good to go. So iced up. Hyperbaric chamber, and hopefully he'll be able to give you some quality minutes, man.
That's crazy. The way he went off the floor.
Everyone thought it was the knee, but it was the elbow, which was worse. And of course, then his elbow's hanging there like a piece of meat, and he's still able to hit some three-point shot.
Yeah. I think the game between Duke, and this is no – listen, we saw Florida this year a lot
right.
And Auburn, and it's going to be a great game. But the fact is, I think that Houston-Duke game, Mike, probably dictates who's going to win this thing. Because whoever comes out of this in that game, I think, just from a defensive standpoint, I'm not saying Auburn doesn't play defense, but that over-under, 136 points, like everybody's looking at that and going, all right, this may be a 45-55 kind of, you know. But Duke scores, and this is the thing. If they can't hold them down, I don't know if Houston can score with Duke the way that they score. That's the issue.
Cougars, Joseph Tugler, he's the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. Pretty simple quote, we just know we have to guard. That's what they do.
That defense
is their calling card for Kelvin Sampson. But, yeah, man, this is – you always say that, you know, style makes the fight. The ultimate weapon, this guy who can do it all, you know, sort of the small, you know, small forward, you know, whatever, however you want to classify Cooper Flagg against this elite defense.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.